Looney Tunes, Bugs Bunny's Birthday. Bugs and Porky were on their way home from Petunia Pig's birthday party. And it was such a fun party, so it was strange for Bugs to look upset. "That was swell, wasn't it, Bugs?" said Porky. "Good games, lots of prizes, and plenty of ice cream." "Birthday parties, humbug," said Bugs. "I could have bought a whole big bag of carrots with the money I spent on Petunia's present. And no one ever throws me a birthday party." "When is your birthday, Bugs?" Porky asked, once they'd reached Bugs's rabbit hole home. "That's the problem," said Bugs. "I don't know." "Have you been to City Hall?" Porky asked. "They have everyone's birthday there, all written down in a great big book." "Honest?" asked Bugs. "Cross my heart," said Porky. Bright and early the next morning, Bugs hurried down to City Hall. "Hi, Doc," Bugs said to the man behind the counter. "Can you tell me when my birthday is?" "Well," said the man, "it'll be tough to find the date, but we'll see what we can do." The man brought out the biggest book Bugs had ever seen. They both searched page after page, but they couldn't find a Bugs Bunny birthday anywhere. "Sorry, son," said the nice old man as he patted Bugs on the shoulder. "I guess somebody clean forgot to make a note of your birthday." "I guess so," Bugs said sadly. "Well, thanks anyway." Porky was waiting for Bugs outside City Hall. "Hi, Bugs," said Porky. "How's the birthday boy?" "Not so good, Pork," said Bugs. "Looks like I don't have a birthday." "Gee, that's terrible," Porky said. "Let's go talk to the doctor about it. He'll think of something." Bugs went with Porky to the doctor's office. Once there, he told the doctor what had happened at City Hall. The friendly doctor listened carefully. "Hmm," he said, "that's a serious case, but I think I can help you. Just wait one moment, please." The doctor stepped out of the office. The doctor reappeared, holding a hat filled with lots of folded papers. He put it on the desk. "Pick one," said the doctor. Bugs closed his eyes, reached into the hat, and pulled out a paper. The doctor took the paper from Bugs and read it. "Very interesting," said the doctor. "Your birthday is just a week from today." "A week from today? Wow, thanks, Doc," Bugs said, excited. He and Porky raced off to tell all their friends. After that, the days went by and Bugs watched and listened. He didn't hear anything about a birthday party. No one asked him over for a visit on his birthday, or go to the zoo, or to do anything at all. "Now I finally have a birthday, and nobody even cares," Bugs said to himself with a sigh. On the morning of his new birthday, he didn't even get a single card. "Gosh, this birthday's no fun," said Bugs. "I may as well throw myself a party." So Bugs emptied out his piggy bank. He took all his money downtown and bought himself a whole lot of new toys. He got a musical top, a dart game, a wind-up car, a fancy airplane, and a cowboy hat. By the time poor Bugs reached his rabbit hole home, he was feeling very sorry for himself. "I guess that's as good as a bunch of birthday presents as anybody gets," said Bugs. "Even if it isn't too much fun to buy them for yourself." Bugs sighed and walked inside. And just then, surprise! The shout almost knocked Bugs off his feet. Happy birthday, Bugs! Cried all of Bugs's friends at once. When Bugs turned around, he saw Petunia, Porky, and his other friends popping out from their hiding places around the room. And they all had presents for him. Bugs suddenly felt selfish about the toys he'd gotten for himself. Then he had a wonderful thought. I bought some toys, he said. We'll use them as prizes for the games. You never saw such fun games and such exciting peanut races. Before long, everyone had won a prize, and Bugs had a whole stack of new birthday presents. Everyone was happy. It was a wonderful party, Bugs said with a grin. Thanks for all those swell presents and the ice cream and cake. Yes, sir, Doc. Birthdays really are great after all. The end. And happy birthday, Bugs Bunny!